I understand that during your trial there was a situation came up regarding some hidden documents. Can you describe that situation? Now, these were hidden documents hidden by the Children's Aid Society, is that correct?
Yes. They had hired an agency to supervise some of my access visits when I was still allowed them that were held at my home in the summer of 2008. And the agency, I won't say the name, but anyway, they had hired this private agency to come into my home. They'd send in a one-on-one worker who would stay for the duration of my visit with the two little girls. This one, the worker would sit in and write notes, and I got along very well with all of the workers that were sent here. Contrary to CIS's allegations, I did, made them dinner, got along well with them, and had a generally very good rapport with them. One visit in particular, my two daughters showed up, and the youngest was hysterical when she showed up. Her mouth was bleeding all around her gums, her gums, but specifically where the gums join the teeth, were bleeding. Her lips were swollen, and she was crying. I thought it happened. She handed me a note written on a memo pad from the foster mother saying Bethany, she slipped in the hallway running, and I checked her out. She seems to be fine. And I was upset. I was beyond upset. I was applying ice packs. I tried to give her a pain reliever. The worker was watching, and she was very upset. The worker was very distraught by what she was saying, to the point she called Children's Aid. I called the number initially. She spoke to them and said that she was concerned about the state that my daughter had shown up in, and couldn't understand why medical attention hadn't been sought, and she really thought it was necessary. She spoke to two on-call workers over it, and she did stress to the workers that I was not overreacting. And I heard her say that, and it was in her report, that I was not overreacting. The daughter was definitely injured, and she needed medical attention. So they sent a worker out, an after-hours worker, to come and get my daughter and take her to the RVH in Barrie, the hospital, where she was checked over, and an occurrence report was filed with the Ministry of Health. And this was all this was, and it turned out that her teeth weren't damaged, and she was checked out. She did have substantial bruising, and she was in a lot of pain. She was checked out, and I guess they wanted to do further tests, but apparently the foster mother showed up, and because there was going to be an 8-hour wait, she left and didn't follow up with the entire checkup procedure that was required, and went to a dentist 3 days later. Anyway, I wanted this brought to the judge's attention, that this was the kind of stuff that was going on in the foster home. I found this particular foster mother to be pretty incompetent on numerous occasions, but this definitely took the cake. I asked for the documents from this agency, all of them, all of their records of all of my visits, because I thought they would be beneficial to me, because I did have a good rapport with this agency, and I knew their reports on my parenting were all very good, and they'd shown up at visits. I was never intoxicated or anything, and the children obviously loved coming to see me and hated leaving, and I wanted that to be noted at the trial. He accepted that those documents could be admitted, and CIS ordered them from the agency mid-trial. Well, the documents, I suspected something they were going to have leave some out, because they were getting their hands on the documents before the judge was, and I thought they might take out anything that was damaging to them. So I ordered the documents myself from the agency also. So they sent them to me, and they also sent them to CIS. Now, while all these workers were on the stand at the trial, I questioned the three workers involved that day about what happened with my youngest daughter, and they all denied it happened. They said they had no recollection of events. Three separate workers said they didn't know what I was talking about, and they had no recollection of my daughter being injured. And the one that actually drove her to the hospital said she didn't remember doing that. So when the file came from this agency, the CIS's copy, that documents for that day were missing. And I said to the judge, I said that when I reviewed their evidence, I said that the document for the specific date that I'm talking about is not here. And on lunch recess, I got my hands on my own set of documents from the agency. And when I came back after lunch recess, I said to the judge, I'd like to admit as evidence the two pages that were missing from CIS's documents they submitted to you. And the judge said, fine, I'll have a look at them. And CIS objected. And they said, we've given all the documents from that agency. I said, no, you haven't. You're missing the day in question when my daughter was injured. And they said, are you calling us a liar? I said, yes, I am. You've purposely taken out documents that basically CIS was trying to say I was a crazy woman and I'd imagined all this. Well, the judge took the documents from me, and they were admitted as evidence. Nothing else was ever said about them, even though I proved that they'd blatantly and purposely hidden crucial documents where so crucial that an actual occurrence report was filed with the Ministry of Health, and yet three workers denied this even happened, including the one that drove my daughter to the hospital, had no recollection.
So you're talking about the workers with the Simcoe County Children's Aid Society?
Yes, and I have all this documentation to support this still. And that nothing was ever mentioned about it again. It was brushed under the rug like it didn't happen.